My message that I want to leave with you this evening is the wise thing to do. And I just want to read a little scripture out of Matthew chapter 2. You can listen. If you don't have a Bible, it's okay. If you do, it's fine. Beginning with verse 1. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. From you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." He was lying. After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Not just a little joy, great joy when they saw the child in the manger. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Fell down and worshiped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts: gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. The wise thing to do. The Lord showed me this portion of scripture as I was watching the wise men on 51st Street in Manhattan make their way to the manger, seeing the crowd gather in anticipation, waiting for the manger doors to be opened. But you know, a manger 2,000 years ago didn't have the cool barn door that we had with the rope. You just kind of pulled it, swung open like on a nice little screw. But we were still thrilled, waiting in anticipation as we all saw this presentation, this display, this portrayal of Jesus Christ born in Bethlehem. These wise men, they traveled for miles, and scripture tells us that they were led by a star. Wise men, also known as astrologers, they studied the stars. They studied the skies. They studied the planets as much as they knew how to study. They were wise men. They were intellectuals. They were smart. They had careers. They had jobs. There was success for the most part in measure. But something happened in their study that was beyond what they were able to study in the natural. They experienced God. It wasn't just a star. They couldn't comprehend the star. If they could have fully comprehended the star, they would have stayed where they were, and they would have been able to describe that particular star as a part of their studies. They would have continued to teach and to lecture and recognize this star as they normally would in the natural. But something supernatural happened to a couple of wise men. Something beyond who they were in the flesh. Something beyond who they were in their own human nature. And their faith led them to believe that they had experienced God in the star. And it was beyond them. And it was such a stirring in their heart that they knew that this represented the prophecy of a king that was going to come and save their people. Their faith led them to get up out of their comfort zone, out of their own circumstances, out of their own agenda, out of whatever that they were doing in life, and something else became far more important than who they were or what they could receive. We're going to make a journey. We're going to go worship the King. The King is born. And we're going to go, not because we anticipate getting anything out of it, but because of who he is. God has met us. And so here they were, following a star, but really following in faith. Praise God. You can't do that in your own strength. It doesn't make sense in the natural. And sometimes, for those of you that are searching, questioning, wondering, seeking, what you experience in Jesus Christ is nothing of the natural. It's a supernatural thing. And you've got to believe in Jesus Christ in faith. And so they come. And the first place they go to is Herod. I don't know if it was protocol for such men of great wisdom, such astrologers, to come and make their appearance before Herod. But Herod was an evil man, and Herod was not of the lineage of David. So Herod knew that at some point this prophecy was going to come true. Herod, as evil as he was, lived his life in fear, always afraid that his enemies were going to get the best of him. So when these guys showed up, they were a little bit naive to really where Herod's heart was. They didn't know. So they come busting into Herod's castle talking about, where's the King? We've been following this star. It's time. Assuming that maybe Herod was ready to worship too. So Herod goes, huh? What? Who? Where? What you say? The King. He eventually pulls everybody aside and says, what's going on? So his leadership tells him, well, it's in the Old Testament. It's true. There is a ruler. He's going to come. He's going to rule Israel. Now, because their hearts were so wicked, there was a lot of confusion on their part, especially with Herod. Herod just assumed that when Jesus was going to show up, it was going to be in some type of a militant position of rule. He didn't know that God's kingdom is far beyond this kingdom here on earth. So he pulls the wise men together again and he speaks to them in secret. Deception always happens in secret. He pulls them together. He says, hey, go. Go find them. Find the Savior. Let me know so that you can come back to me and tell me so that I can worship too. And scripture says that the wise men just listened. Didn't say that there was a lot of conversation. And then they go on their way. And then the star arises again. Because see, that star still symbolically represents that God is faithful and will always show himself to you and I who are searching for truth. You're here today because you're searching for truth. Well, the star of Christ Jesus is true. And so the wise thing to do is to follow the star. Follow in faith in God, not man's ways. Don't follow your instincts. Follow Jesus. Submit your instincts to Jesus. Submit all your ways to Jesus. Surrender tonight. If you're watching online, surrender. And when the star arose, scripture says that there was great joy. I love this contrast. There was no joy when they talked to Herod. They just listened. But when the star arose, there was great joy. They haven't even seen Jesus yet, but their faith says it's time to rejoice. They haven't even got to the house of Joseph and Mary, but because the star arose. See, just knowing in faith that God is faithful, knowing in faith that God is alive, knowing in faith that God gave us his son, born in Bethlehem, that gives me great joy. I don't need anything else for Christmas. You see what I'm saying? But the joy of knowing that I've got a Savior. The gift that I want to be under the tree, it's okay. I've got Jesus. I've got faith in him. I've got joy. My wife asked me every year, for the last 3-4 years, as I continue to just study this and get such a clear picture of Jesus Christ and his birth on Christmas, she'll ask me, what do you want for Christmas? I was like, I don't want anything. I mean, we had this conversation every Christmas. Honey, what do you want? I don't want anything. I'm so serious. I don't want anything. The joy of the Lord is in my heart. I've got you, honey. You are my Christmas with you and the kids. Because of God's faithfulness, I have a family. We get to come in and worship Jesus in the church. That's it. That's all I need. It's God's faithfulness. And I'm just going to continue to follow him and you at my side and my children. It's just everything, all those things that I find priority are all out the window because of my eyes now set on the star, the hope of glory in Christ Jesus. It changes everything. And the wise thing to do is to take joy in who Jesus Christ is as Lord and Savior. The wise thing to do is to follow the star. And when I say star, I'm talking about faith in God. That's the wise thing to do this Christmas, brothers and sisters. And so they come. And they show up at the house. I mean, could you imagine that? Just really, truthfully, as we look at scripture, Jesus could have been anywhere from 1 to 2 years old, which means they probably still weren't in the manger and in this very damp place with still, you know, sheep and donkeys. At this point, they probably had bought or rented a little space to live in. They were still poor. Bethlehem was known as a very little poor city. But I just can't imagine. As I was watching the wise men yesterday, could you imagine these men and just all just their career, their status, their image, you know, their wisdom, the intellectuals suddenly just showing up at your door. Scripture says gifts and gold and frankincense and myrrh. I mean, and we can talk about those gifts all day, but they came to give, not to receive, but to give. They came to just give him glory. A lot of people hesitate to give their life to Jesus Christ because they just want to see what they can get from God. I just want to give my life to God because he's worthy to be praised. Give him glory. Give him glory and trust what he will do with your life. It's not, giving our lives to Jesus is not what you can get back. We don't have to worry about that because there's freedom in Christ Jesus when we come and we bow before the King of Kings and give him glory. He's worthy to be praised. They gave their best gifts, but they symbolized something very special. See, the gold, that represents the gift for a king. The frankincense, it represented God's deity, the deity of this king, the frankincense. And the myrrh, interesting, the myrrh was an anointing, was an oil that they would put on dead bodies. The myrrh represented his death for you and I. That's the king that was born in Bethlehem. Born to die for me. You think about that this Christmas. A king was born to die. That would be his rule. That would be his authority and his leadership, to die for you and I. And so they give of their gifts. They bow and worship. It's the wise thing to do. And then when they go to sleep that night, God in his faithfulness gives them a dream. They've traveled for miles. That was some good sleep. You know when you're tired? Boy, when I went to sleep last night, I was gone somewhere. And God shows up, says, it's time for you to go home. You see, there's something special about being fully committed in faith to Jesus Christ. He will reveal his truth and keep you away from the trick. Wickedness just wants to trick you all the days of your life. Trick, deceive, lie to you over and over again until ultimately it kills you. But when you are committed to the truth of Jesus Christ, it protects you from the trick. And so the wise thing to do is to go another way. Go the Jesus way. Go his way, his truth, and his life. And there's no other way to get to the Father but through him. That's the wise thing to do. Could you all stand with me? The wise thing to do is to follow Jesus. The wise thing to do is to put your faith in Jesus. The wise thing to do is to give your life to him. The wise thing to do is to receive forgiveness in Christ Jesus. The wise thing to do is to turn away from sin. The wise thing to do is just to come and to worship him, to give your life completely to him. You want a different type of Christmas this year? Surrender all to Jesus Christ. Follow the star. Don't follow stars, follow the star. Some of you, you're too much in media, and you've allowed stars to influence your thinking, your thought life, your actions, your words even. Some of you follow stars and you compare yourself to them. Every time you look in the mirror, you want to dress like them. You want to be famous like them. You want to wear nice clothes like them. I feel like I'm talking to somebody right now. Stop following stars and follow the star. It's the only thing that will last. That's God. And just come and just give your life fully to Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to ask you to be bold. I'm going to ask you to step out of your seat right now. Whoever you are. And I want to pray with you this evening. We're going to worship the Lord together. We're going to give him praise. But would you do the wise thing this evening and give your life to Jesus Christ? Maybe you come quite often here to Times Square Church, but maybe this is just a religious thing that you do. But would you like a relationship with Jesus Christ as your Savior? Would you come and just truly worship him? Some of you say, like, I come and I watch at Times Square Church, but I don't know how to worship. I want to invite you to come forward. I want to pray with you that you too would become a worshiper of Jesus Christ. Make your way down right now. Just step out of your seat and just come. Come with a family member. Come with your friend. Look to them and say, I got to get down. I got to get right before God. If you came with somebody who doesn't serve Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, just look to them now and just say, I'll go down there with you. I want to pray with you. Let's make Christmas much different today. Let's fully surrender our lives to the Lord. Come, we'll wait for you. Don't hesitate from the balcony. No, this is not saying I'm going to do this later. And the people that are here standing with you, we're going to pray with you. Church, I'm going to ask you now, even just to begin to pray right now. Just begin to pray so that even people to your left and right will hear believers praying for them, praying for salvation, praying now in the name of Jesus. Come, come. This is for you from the balcony, come. Get right before the Lord. Get right before the Lord. You do not have to put your head down, be ashamed. No guilt here. We come just as we are. There's no guilt here. We come just as we are. You're safe. Come. Come and give your life to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I want every person who has come forward to receive Christ, and anyone who's still on the main floor and in the balcony, to repeat this prayer after me. If you believe in faith, if you're willing to follow the right star. Heavenly Father, I come before you. I confess my sin. I confess my need for a Savior. I look to you now. I believe in faith that you died on the cross for my sins and you rose again on the third day. Come into my life. Bring healing to my heart. Make me a new person that I might live a life that glorifies you, that represents you as the King of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to me as my Savior. In your name I pray. Amen. Now I want to pray with you real quick. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for your sweet presence. I thank you for the men and the women that came forward right now. I thank you for these honest tears. I thank you, Jesus, for every person that's here in your house. God, we just don't want to watch. We want to worship you. Lord God, I thank you right now because you're faithful. And we look to you, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. We thank you for being our King. We thank you for being our Lord. We thank you for being our Savior. And God, I thank you because it is the truth that sets us free. I thank you, Jesus Christ. There's freedom in you. And we're no longer bound by deception. But there's another way. There's another way that you're now calling us to go. It's a way of life. It's a way of truth. It's freedom. Lord, I thank you because you have broke the bonds of sin in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the cross because there's victory at the cross. I thank you, Jesus, because we're washed and made whole by your blood that was shed on the cross. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to your name that has set us free. Hallelujah to your name that gives us power and the authority to step on the devil's head and to go forward in victory in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for the other way. Thank you, Lord God. We will no longer be ensnared by the tricks and the schemes of the devil, but we will live our lives in the truth of knowing that we are free. And he who the Son sets free is free indeed. We thank you, Lord God, for your word that calls us to go forward in victory, that calls us to go forward in new life. Thank you, Jesus. We celebrate you. We give you all the glory and the honor. We shout hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.